The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to Karaoke Cast here on theflypod.com. This show is all about getting that song that's stuck in your head out. It's a great way to get your voice out there, whether you like to sing professionally, sing for fun, or whether you like comedian-type songs like Adam Sandler songs or Henry Phillips, which, by the way, are two of my favorite comedians. I'm sure all of you know of Adam Sandler, but Henry Phillips is hilarious. Cracks me up. You should look them up. So if you'd like to send in something like that, or any type of song, anything that you'd like to submit, send that to shout@theflypod.com and put Karaoke Cast in the heading. I can't wait to hear your voice. So a lot has happened since the last time we spoke. Believe it or not, my husband and I have decided to go vegetarian. So that's been quite interesting. Well, it's only been since the beginning of this month. So that was something interesting that we decided to do. The song that popped in my head this week is actually by Alanis Morissette. I spoke of her last time we were together. This song pops in my head when I'm taking a shower sometimes. But in the process, I was taking a shower and then I was upset about something and this song popped in my head. And then I realized, guess what? Since I'm not going to eat meat anymore, my favorite food in the entire world, pot roast, which is such a favorite food that my mother would make it for me anytime she had upset me or we got in a fight, she would make me pot roast for dinner. That's how much I liked it. All my friends had a favorite food and their favorite food was pizza, but mine was always pot roast. Well, I just realized, guess what? I'm not gonna be able to have pot roast anymore. The funny thing is, my husband was cracking up because he said, you know, we only have it about once a year. It's my favorite food, but I rarely make it. Surprisingly, the new diet is going very well. And I found out that you can get protein from lots of other things that you wouldn't think of. Like, I never thought about getting protein through a grain such as quinoa. 1 cup of quinoa is 16 grams of protein. So anyway, as I was thinking of all of these things and all of these changes, and I was taking my shower, this song popped in my head by Alanis Morissette.
I went to your house, walked up the stairs. I opened your door without ringing the bell. I walked down the hall into your room where I could smell you and I shouldn't be here without permission. I shouldn't be here. Would you forgive me, love, if I dance in your shower? Would you forgive me, love, if I laid in your bed? Would you forgive me, love, if I stay all afternoon? I took off my clothes, put on your robe. I went through your drawers and I found your cologne. Went down to the den, found your CDs, and I played your Joni. And I shouldn't stay long. You might be home soon. I shouldn't stay long. Would you forgive me, love, if I dance in your shower? Would you forgive me, love, if I laid in your bed? Would you forgive me, love, if I stay all afternoon? I burned your incense. I ran a bath and noticed a letter that sat on your desk. It said, hello, love, I love you so, love. Meet me at midnight. And no, it wasn't my writing. I'd better go soon. It wasn't my writing. forgive me, love, if I cry in your shower. So forgive me, love, for the salt in your bed. So forgive me, love, if I cry all afternoon.
Now, obviously, that song wasn't stuck in my head because of broken relationships or anything crazy like that. It was just in my head because I was in the shower, and that song says shower quite frequently. And I felt like crying when I realized I wasn't going to be able to have my favorite food anymore. I know it sounds pretty shallow, but that's why the song popped in my head, and it's quite hilarious. As I told you before, I love Alanis Morissette. So that's the song that I submitted this week. What song are you going to submit? Now please, 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 please send me your songs. I can't wait to hear them. Just send to shout@theflypod.com. And put Karaoke Cast in the heading. You could be the next big voice. You know what's funny about Alanis Morissette? When I was younger, Alanis Morissette was my mad, angry music. So if I was upset with my mom or upset with somebody, that's what I would play. It was Jagged Little Pill. And I would scream out, I'm trying to remember which song it was. Perfect. I would scream out perfect, and my mom hated that so much. But I loved it because that's the one that made me feel better. Because I was Miss Goody Goody Two Shoes, and I felt like I always had to be perfect. So that song was my scream out song. And my CD actually went missing, and I'm pretty sure that my mom threw it away. Needless to say, I have a new Jagged Little Pill CD that I bought. I can't even tell you when. But that was my angry music, which I know is really funny to my sister because she's the exact opposite of me. And she used to, when we were younger, wore all black with chains and spikes. And she listened to what I call rah-rah music, which cracks her up because you would think rah-rah cheerleader. But the music she listens to is rah-rah-rah-rah. And I can't understand what it's saying. So I always think of it as the rah-rah music. So we've both grown up quite a bit over the years. Another thing that I would listen to that my sister and my mom both hated was Celine Dion. I had a I had a tape of Celine Dion, and it was the one where she was singing opera with this other guy in a couple of the songs. Not all of them. And of course it was the one with My Heart Will Go On, because that's when Titanic was absolutely positively huge, and that was the main song in the Titanic movie. We were completely opposite. We still are. But we love one another to pieces. We just can't be in the room more than 10 minutes without fighting. Coincidentally, the only music that we did agree on, I would say, was Alanis Morissette. She didn't mind Aerosmith, but I don't think we agreed on any other music, really. Except for some really old songs that we would sing when we were little with my family. Did I mention my sister is about 5 years younger than me? I still have her stuck at 12. I don't know why. She just turned 21 this year, and I still have her stuck at 12. I have, well, since she was 12. For some reason, in my brain, she's just still there. She hasn't grown up. So, I love you, Jamie. Speaking of Alanis Morissette being the music that we had in common, I hadn't seen her in anything recently until I started watching Weeds. I know I'm way behind the times, but I started watching it on Netflix, and then I caught up online, and now I have seen every episode of Weeds, which was hilarious. And if you didn't know, Alanis Morissette is in some of the episodes, so if you haven't seen it, check it out. The only thing I would say that I did not like was the season finale. Didn't like that very much, but anyway, that's my tidbit for this week and my song. I can't wait to hear your song. Please send your songs to shout@theflypod.com and just put Karaoke Cast in the heading. Remember, you could be the next big voice here on Karaoke Cast. Hope to hear you next week.